This is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. As you look back last year and for decades prior, what patterns do you see in the way that you operate? Do you see some consistent obstacles or challenges or setbacks that you encounter that make you say, that's how my life is? I used to do that where I would forget what was going on in my calendar. All of a sudden, I would something would change in my day, and before I knew it, I had dropped my calendar completely. And when I came to my senses, realized I forgot this appointment or I forgot this commitment. Over time and over deep-seated coaching, I was able to do some discovery around that. It came from a childhood trauma that called me to forget when I got under certain pressures. And it was really subtle and difficult to discover. Now that I know about it, I have shifted it, and it happens very rarely. I say that because it's still in my makeup, and I get to discover when it's happening and see that it happened again and use the tools that I developed to get me back into a solid connection with my calendar and my commitments. Undoubtedly, you have things that have taken place in the course of your year that are happening rotely based on decades of imprinted paths. When I take a path from Spirit River down to the cliff, it's easy for me to take the path that I've been using now for about 12 years. But when I started that new path, the old path was more prominent. It went down and over the base of an old outhouse, and it cut through the exact center of the property. I wanted to have a more curious path down to the cliff top, so I navigated a new one. It took me quite a while on the way back up from the cliff to see where the new path was, because the old path was so well established. This is how your behaviors are. We get as beings, we get used to doing things a certain way. And then when you shift and create a new way, you have to really be diligent to develop the new pathway for your brain to operate and for your being, your physical being to operate. So when you look back over the course of any period of time, and at the end of the year, it's great to look back at an entire year, where do you see patterns that you've seen over and over that aren't working for you? Where you see them, write them down, because they are going to be the source for powerful coaching that's going to take you in a new direction for this next year. When you get this list of patterns, I want you to send it to me. Send it to me in an email, and I want you to keep a document of it either in a Google Drive or somewhere that you can call back on it so we can make sure that we're tending to these patterns and shifting them. Have a beautiful day.